Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The backstory of so-called humanized mice. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, some of the greatest evils inflicted on humanity are not merely relegated to history, nor are they all taking place in a foreign country. They unfortunately happen every day right here in America. What's worse, the mask covering such evil has now been removed. After about a decade of trying to suppress these videos involving Planned Parenthood have come to light thanks to Marjorie Taylor Greene, a member of Congress from Georgia, subpoenaing David DeLeiden and the videos, and then having those shown during a congressional hearing, and then releasing those videos to the public. These videos from 2015, over a 30-plus month investigation by Sandra Merritt and David DeLeiden, who is the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, they were suppressed because Kamala Harris supported Planned Parenthood when she was then Attorney General of California, and Planned Parenthood went to court to get a federal court to suppress these videos so that you could not see what was going on in these abortion facilities.
You know, Matt, speaking of mice, I remember during the civil trial for Sandra Merritt, one of the researchers who testified for Stanford, I believe, she was working there, and she said she would see these live beating hearts coming in from babies. And she's like, they have to be alive when they take out these hearts to do. She said, I work on mice. Ethically, I cannot do that on mice. I would lose my license, but yet they are doing this on live babies.
Yeah, and what breaks my heart is how ill-informed people are about this issue and how easily they believe false information to support abortion measures. I remember as a pastor in 1983, I was uninformed. So I understand people being uninformed. I was just uninformed about abortion. And it wasn't until I actually saw a first trimester abortion using a cannula with a suction tube. I saw that on video on this documentary, brand new at the time, called Assignment Life, that it just was like a wake-up call. And it was a life-altering moment. It was a wake-up call. This is really what happens in abortion?
Which is exactly why the media, Planned Parenthood, Kamala Harris, and all those try to keep this out of the public.
And they want to use Orwellian kinds of euphemisms like freedom of choice, reproductive freedom, a woman's rights, the
healthcare,
right to choose,
yeah.
Pro-choice, all of that, health care, all of that. And really what's behind it is terrible. And so these videos have now been made public because of this subpoena. We've not been able to talk about them for nearly a decade. And here's the story of so-called humanized mice. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's no place in our nation for such things. And yet it is one of the many things Planned Parenthood and others have been doing to both perform abortions, preborn and those even born alive. The chilling testimony on the video or the comments about what is happening in our country is beyond comprehensive. The former board member and chief financial officer of the Center for Medical Progress, Albin Romberg, described the following. He said the staff at the abortion facility in question would arrive in the morning, then the abortionists would arrive later. Mid-morning, a new group of people arrived carrying containers, sometimes with ice and other tools and equipment. A few hours later, an express delivery truck arrived at a regular time and departed with special refrigerated gel pack containers. After talking with the drivers and conducting online research, Romberg discovered that groups like STEM Express and Advanced Bioscience Resources were purchasing body parts from the babies, which were being resold to researchers conducting studies on human baldness. Romberg revealed that Planned Parenthood and its affiliates were actually ripping the scalps off of babies' heads to sell to research facilities that were transplanting this skin onto living mice.
Sounds like Frankenstein, but it's not. It's just reality.
It's reality. Then they were using these so-called humanized mice to test products for male pattern baldness.
This is what we're doing in America, Matt.
Yeah, he testified.
To children.
Yes, this is what's happening. And it's happening in those states that are allowing abortion. And it would happen in, say, Florida if Amendment 4 is passed, or these other states where these abortion initiatives are on the ballot. And it's happening in some of the blue states that have not restricted abortion, like some of the other states in the nation. He said that there were rumors that they were collecting the bodies of the aborted babies for sale for distribution in some way. He said in some cases the people noticed that the baby body parts went out before the mother went out of the clinic. Mm-hmm. She would come in, he says, sometimes come staggering out later, typically throwing up in the bushes and being helped out of the place after the baby's body parts had already gone into the FedEx truck. This is what Romberg testified to. He said they were scalping babies and taking their scalps and grafting them onto immune-suppressed mice and then using various pharmaceuticals on these humanized mice to test the effect upon preventing or, I suppose, he said, you might say, treating baldness. This is sick. I hate to even describe it. And you sometimes, you know, this is so horrible that you hate to describe it. But this is what's happening. This yeah. is what's taking place with regards to abortion. My friends, we can't remain silent on this. This is not a political issue. You regret to even have to discuss this because it's so inhumane that you can't even imagine it.
And that's why we represent Sandra Merritt. She was one of the two journalists that unveiled what they are doing. That's why the whole trial happened, the civil trial, and hopefully the criminal trial will occur next year. But all of this evidence came out during that trial.
And Sandra is a grandmother.
Yeah.
She wasn't some activist. She was actually praying, and she was talking to a woman. I remember her testimony about mm-hmm. this. Talking to a woman about, she was praying about what God would use in her life. And so this woman gave her a prayer. She said, be careful, though. If you pray about God using you, you better be prepared because he will use you.
So and he did.
She prays this prayer. And out of nowhere, shortly after that prayer, she gets a text message from somebody she did not know, never communicated before, and it happened to be David DeLeiden. Somehow he got her name. He texted her, they communicated, and the two then began their undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood and these organ procurement companies. And they did these videos after researching the law. They made sure that all the videos were in highly trafficked public places so that there would be no expectation of privacy. They had researched what the law was in California, and they went to highly trafficked places like very busy restaurants where they had meetings with some of these individuals, or they went to conventions and they spoke to people in public where there was lots of people around, and they would act as though they were part of an organ procurement company. And so they would ask questions, present information, and those videos then are these people eagerly wanting to make more money mm-hmm. by aborting babies and harvesting their body parts and then telling them how they did it. And
proud of it.
Proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care if other
so
people
jaded. Yeah.
heard them. In fact, there's one, I won't even describe what actually happened, but it's one of the videos that was just recently released. And it's this abortionist talking about how she doesn't like to cause more pain to her patients. Sometimes it bothers her at night, but it's an abortion, so she will cause more pain to them in order to complete the abortion. And then she describes a situation that is just absolutely unbelievable. And the crowd that she is giving this seminar talk to at one of their conferences burst out in laughter and applause. Mm. It's like trying to fathom people during the Holocaust doing this.
Yeah.
To murder, slaughter innocent human beings and torture them. How can you get to be so jaded and so callous?
It's the same thing. Human genocide is all the same.
It is an evil of evils, and it is an evil that is happening in our time. And thank God we have this decision at the United States Supreme Court. It returns abortion battle back to the states. But now it's up to us to pray and to work hard to make sure that babies are saved, women and mothers are preserved according to their God-given design and beauty. And so it's up to us to pray and get involved. Be a voice for the unborn. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra for that particular page, but also /FL Amendment or abortion amendments for all these other amendments around the nation.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.